Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to the very, very last Seif in Simen Reish Dalet, and I'd like to zoom through Simen Reish Hei. So that's quite a lot, but I'd like to cover that tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so last Seif in Reish Dalet teaches us, Kol Dovar Shu Mesupik V'Virkosoi, anything that is you're in doubt what the Broche is, Kol Dovar, anything that Shu Mesupik V'Virkosoi, you're not sure what the Broche is, Yivorich Shehakoil, you make a broch of shakol. Any item you do not know what the broch is, you make a shakol just in case. Rabbi Yisrael, we learned an exception to that. A very important disclaimer about this. Do you remember what it was? That's right. Absolutely correct. That's right. So this, we learned earlier in Sivkotten Pei Dalet, in Reish Beis Sivkotten Pei Dalet, that this is only if a person knows the halachas. He's learned halachas, and after having learned halachas, there's still a doubt. For whatever the reason, the machloek is a poskim, or there is still a certain doubt. Then you make shakol. But if you just don't know because you haven't bothered learning the halachas, then that's not good enough, and that's not what you're talking about. Then you better find out the halachas. Come to the Dei Shushu, go through the Mishnah Berurah, and then you can have a doubt. But before, if you're just lacking in it's interesting that there is some very, very good books out there, and Sforim out there, if you're ever in doubt about halachas, of brachas, there's some really good svarim out there that mamash go through all the foods. And if you're ever in doubt, it's worthwhile just double checking as well. With regards to manufactured items, it's very interesting that is very often, depending on the manufacturer, cereals is a very good example for that. That depending on manufacturer, sometimes the method of production is different, and consequently, sometimes the bracha is different. So one of the examples would be cornflakes, that depending on manufacturers, there's different halachas, different brachas, because they're done differently. And that's something important to keep in check. So there, maybe the halacha would be, since you're not sure, if you have got two boxes of cereals, you're not quite sure how it's manufactured, maybe there, sometimes you'll just say that, just in case you're going to make shakol, that would be acceptable, because you don't know the background. But often the kasha authorities, very often they have verified that it's sometimes worth making a phone call. I've done it myself many times. You check with the kasha authorities, you say, you know, you give a certification on this item over here, what broche is it? And they're normally going to sell it back to you shortly. And they normally do. So but that's part of the certification. They normally know exactly what goes on in the background. And it's worthwhile, it's really worthwhile checking with them. Okay, Simon Reish, hey. Birkas, Yorkas, brachas with regards to Yorkas vegetables. Ale Yorkas mevorech boire pri adoma. Generally speaking, on vegetables, we know the brachas is boire pri adoma. Hashem created the fruit adoma of the ground. Avafilu beishlam, even if it's cooked. So whether you took your vegetables and you ate them raw, or whether you cooked them, either way, the bracha remains boire pri adoma. Vechein and similarly, kol peirois, any fruit, the kidneys and beans, shetoivim chayim uvusholim, which are good chayim, raw umevusholim, or cooked, mevoich aleihem, you make a bracha on them, le'acha bishulam, after being cooked, kevir kosam ruyala, you make the same bracha, whether it's cooked or not cooked, haruyalam kodim shebishal. So this is an important rule. Generally speaking, vegetables, whether they are cooked or they are not cooked, the bracha is bere pri adoma. We don't distinguish. So it appears that even if it's better cooked, what with the mashmos, even if it's better cooked, you can still make a bracha. When it's not cooked, what bracha will you make?
Adama.
You'll still make adama. Whether it's cooked or not cooked, you make a adama. Mishtaburin sifkotten aleph. Vafilo bishlam, even if it's cooked, bottom line. Umairi, it's talking about, shetoivim leichol, they're good to eat. Bein chayim, whether raw, main mevusholim, whether it's cooked. We're going to see shortly about peres and kidneys. With regards to beans, Mishnah Berurah says the following important addition: sifkotten beis v'kidneys. Ve'davke she'oichlin bo'isom lachin. If we are saying the halach is that beans can you make hadoma whether it's raw or cooked, obviously, what state are they if they are raw? What must be said about it? Inedible, if you make hadom on it?
It's edible.
It must be edible. If we are saying that you make hadom on it, it must be edible. Because if it would be inedible, probably no bracha, yeah. So that's what he says. Sha'oichlam ba'odim lachim. Aval kitnias v'poilin yaveshim. But if it's very dry beans and kitnias and beans. Ein da'akon shel b'nei adam la'ochlon chayin. They're not edible at all. They're not normally eaten if it's raw. Elam v'shleim only cooked. Lefichoch therefore, ha'oichlon chayin, if you would be eating them in a raw state, and this is not the common practice, it's not, people normally wouldn't eat them raw. Mevarich, you make the bracha of shakol, as discussed in Simon Reish Dalet. Right, so we're learning that, but if they are edible, raw and cooked, you make a bracha, what would be an example, something which can be raw and cooked, and adoma.
Carrot.
Oh, carrot is going to be an interesting one. We'll speak about red carrots shortly. We'll speak about the carrots. Yeah, no, but you are right. But we'll get to them. Generally, what's a vegetable that can be eaten raw and cooked?
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Yeah, that's good. We're going to speak about that as well. But yeah, it's an example.
Onion.
Pardon.
Onion.
Oh, that's all the very interesting cases because that's actually what he's going to speak about. Okay, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Aval kora, continue the Shulchan Aruch, but with regards to kora, which is zucchini, vesilka, vekrov, which is cabbage, vekiyotzeban, and similar cases, shetoivim mevusholim, they are better cooked, yoyse mechaim, they are better cooked than raw. We've got cases of zucchini, are they edible raw? Zucchini? Courgette, yeah, zucchini, yeah. That's,
you can eat them.
I call them German, that zucchini. I don't know, maybe I'm saying. What, courgette? Yeah, courgette,
they
yeah.
Call them zucchini in America.
Oh, that's how, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm coming from the German.
German, German,
yeah. Who?
James. James
Zimmer. Oh, okay. Oh, is he called? Oh, good. Okay, Borsche Kivanti. Good, okay. And similarly, it's in German as well, it's called zucchini. So, courgettes, are they edible? They're indeed edible raw, right? Just about. They're not? Not. It's the color is courgettes. Basil, kuv, cabbage. What about cabbage?
Yeah.
It is.
I would have said it tasted better raw.
Shulchan Aruch said the following cases are better mevusholim, they're better cooked rather than raw. Maybe we'll have to make different cases nowadays, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So the halacha will be, k'shem chayim, when they are raw, mevorech shakol, you make shakol, ve'le'acha b'shulam, and after cooked, bere pri adoma. So the case, leaving out the cases, but the actual concept is that if something is edible, just about, but it's okay, it's edible, when it's raw, and it's better, much better. It's ideally, it's in its best state, it's normally cooked. You make hadoma when it's cooked, and you make shakol when it's not cooked. That's actually a very big, it's an important rule. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's not only talking about if it's cooked. If Cotton Dalet adds the following additions, v'lacha b'shulam v'uadin, similarly imem kvushim or meluchim, if it's soaked or if it's meluchim salted, v'derech b'nei adam, and the norm of people is generally l'ochlam, to eat them aledeizeh, through this process, k'shem chayim, when it's raw, then mevorech pri adam, you make pri adam after having gone through the process, and prior to that it's going to be shehakol. So again, I don't know what a good example would be that for today. Can you think of an example of something which can be eaten raw, but it's not normally eaten raw? It can be eaten raw, but it's not normally raw. So you're going to make a hadoma when it's cooked, and you make a shahakal when it's not cooked. Can be eaten, but it's not normally eaten that way. What would be an example?
Onions.
Potatoes, I don't think, are edible at all when they're not cooked. Are potatoes edible, not cooked? It really is edible? I'd have to be really hungry to go through potatoes raw. Yeah.
Green beans.
And I think that's a good example. That's a very good. I've always said anything about green beans. Edible, but not great.
Someone, the varieties that you had to cook, varieties that you don't.
Okay, so the ones that you don't have to cook.
So you wouldn't cook them.
You wouldn't, mama shouldn't cook them. Ah.
No, I've never seen them. I don't think there's like one that.
Either, I see.
But did these varieties exist at the time of the...
They probably didn't. Yeah, they probably didn't.
This is a new thing.
Yeah.
There's another variety like cabbage.
What are those?
It's like a bean, I think, isn't it?
And again, you'd normally cook them, but they can be eaten.
I think I can eat them more sugar snacks. I'm not a big cook expert.
Okay, so these would be examples of something which you make charcoal on. Continues the Ramah. Continues the Ramah with additional gave sumi, person shumim. Because this is leek. This is leek now. Proper leek. Kas is leek. Chem lache, chem chayim and davro, per priadoma, imer priadoma. Velacha shebishlam, and after they've been cooked, shakol, make shakol. So listen to that. If you've got leek, leek normally is eaten. How do you normally eat leek? Yeah. So he says that if it is raw, you make shakol. Shulchan Aruch says, with regards to leek, if they are raw, you make per priadoma, because that's the main purpose. And if you have cooked them, then you make shakol. Don't think it would be the norm nowadays like this. No. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
It's like with spring onions. Normally you'd eat a spring onion raw.
Right. So if you'd eat them raw. You're right. So if that's the case, the halacha would be nowadays, same with regards to leek as well. You go according to the general usage of that vegetable. If the general usage of that vegetable is going to be either cooked or not cooked, then it's going to be adoma there. And the not normal usage, the not normal way of eating it, that would be then going down to charcoal. Continues the Ramah, the charcoal, the mechshev nishtan al girsa, because the concept is that it's losing some of its value. It's losing some of its goodness by being cooked. Vafilo bishlam in boso, interesting case. Even if you cooked it with meat, venishtapcho, now it gets even better. Ein hashevach, the additional quality, the superiority, is not coming mitzad atzmo, is not coming intrinsically from being cooked. Elo only machmas habosso sheboim, because of it's being joined with meat. So again, the halacha is, if you've got something which loses some of its quality by being cooked, can you think of a contemporary example? Something which is better raw.
Like you have shulot, you have beans and shulot and stuff like that, and meat.
One second before you get to the meat in a minute. I'm not there yet. One second. I'm not by the meat. Can you think of an example of something which is better if it's not cooked, but it's still edible when it's cooked? Any examples? Something which is better raw, but you can also cook it.
Cabbage.
Okay, let's talk. Okay, let's talk about contemporary cabbage.
Celery. Better raw, but you can cook it.
Okay.
It's better raw.
Okay, good. So any of those. If it's better raw, you make hadoma. Once you've cooked it, it goes down to charcoal. What happens, says the Ramah, if you cook it together with meat, and now it's very good, will you now make charcoal on it, or you make hadoma on it? So the Ramah says, the fact they are putting it with meat doesn't mean that it's better now that it's cooked intrinsically. It's just because of the meat. So it's still going to be charcoal. It's not the only time that you make hadom on it after being cooked, if it's intrinsically better by being cooked. Say potatoes. Say other. They are now better by being cooked. Yeah, we'll get to the carrots. We'll get to the carrots because that's an interesting one. We'll get to the carrots. It's probably a foolish eflet. We'll get to the carrots. So the when it's intrinsically better by being cooked, that's when it gets hadom. That's when it gets hadom. If it's just better by being cooked with something else, then if it's better by being cooked with something else, then we don't say that it deserves the right to retaining hadoma. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think it's a sensible. It's very good. Okay, we're up to seif base. Alamaim shebishlu behem yirokois. We've spoken about this seif extensively at the earlier stage. Water. Alamaim on water. Shebishlu behem yirokois, which was cooked with vegetables. What bracha does the water? The wapach will make on the water. It's a soup, basically. It's quite similar to a soup. If it's just the water, pure water, you had vegetables, and you had clear water that you cooked with the vegetables. Wapach is the water now, the liquid.
If it tastes of vegetables, it's a
dama. Says the Shulchan Aruch, indeed. Alamaim on the water, shebishle by miracle, is that vegetables was cooked with it. Mevorech. You make the bracha. Habrocha atzma, it's very brocha. Shemevorech aleirok is atzmon. You make the same brocha than the vegetables would get. So if you had the potatoes were adoma, and you had it cooked with water, now you want to have the water, you can make adoma on the water as well. There's no potato in there. There's no potato in there, but it was cooked. The water is being cooked with potato. So now this water is going to be adoma water.
Beets
Was it cooked? Or is it just a juice?
It's a juice, not from concentrate. It's pure beet.
So then we learned about that, that if it's a juice, like apple juice, orange juice, then it's something which is squeezed out, and it's going to be, it's considered a liquid coming out from it, and it's not considered, it's just a liquid, and it's going to be charcoal. Not if, unless it was cooked together. If it's cooked together, then it's going to be tain. Oh, yes. Orange juice, you can also feel the orange. Yeah. You don't have to, you know, when you're eating, it's a very interesting halacha. Because with that particular soup, are you having any potatoes? You're not having potatoes. It's only taste of potatoes. You're not actually eating potato. It's a taste of potato, but it's not potato. But you're going to make Adama. It's a chiddush. Af al pi, although she'ein bohem, there isn't in it, elo only tam, the taste, hayerek of the vegetable. V'hanem milek she'bishlam b'loy basa. This is only if it was cooked without meat. Havol bishlam im basa, but if you cooked it in basa with meat, mevorech alav shakol, you make a shakol in it. Why is that so, Rabbi Yisai? If you have potato, you cook it with water. You're taking the potato away now. You're taking the water, it's going to be Adomo. But now, if you added meat with it, it's going to be charcoal now. Why? Why is it suddenly turning into charcoal? That's right. It's going to be the, It's going to be the ikka. It's going to be a meaty kind of substance now. So it's not really the soup anymore. It's the main taste now. It's going to be the meat. You're going to make charcoal in it. Yeah. Yes.
So what I understand the difference seems from this should be Hadonna.
Right. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Because you are right. You are right. When you liquidize generally, the wach will go down to shakel. You're right. So why is this different? This goes back to early Seif. Yeah. It goes back to Smachlokes Rosh and Rashba. So is this only according to one opinion that we are going now? So is it only talking about... It's a very good question. Absolutely. No, you're 100% right. And here by the soup. So the water retains the Hadoma.
It's not part of the potato, is it? It's not potato dusty.
Ah, that's pshat. Do you hear that? It's a very good svara. Yeah, can you?
Well, no, the vegetable, it's lost its bracha because it's no longer recognized as a vegetable in the soup.
Right.
Okay. With the water, it's separate from the potato. The potato, the water's absorbed the potato.
No, I agree, because if Kotten Yud in Mishneh Berurah says, very much in line with what Jonathan says, if Kotten Yud Mishneh Berurah says, Mevorech, that when we say that you're eating, that you're making the shahakol, when we're saying that you're making the hadoma on the soup, in our case over here, Mishneh Berurah adds the following point, this is only going to be the case if you actually end up going to eat the potato as well. If you're just merely eating the water, without the potato at all, then you actually have to make a shakol. If you're eating it with the potato, then the water itself deserves a adoma. He says that it's true that the water gets a adoma, but that's only if you're going to eat the potato with it, ultimately. So therefore, what Jonathan says is very true. So if you only, in the case that I actually presented earlier, you're going to take the potato away, you're only going to have that liquid, you only make charcoal. And similarly, I very much agree with what Jonathan suggests. So therefore, if you'd liquidize it, and then there is no adoma here at all anymore. So therefore, it's always going to be charcoal. So everything makes sense now. Thank you very much. Very good. Excellent question. Beautiful teretz. I believe so, yeah. Probably. It's very good. You know, I'll bring it down, look into it again, but I think that makes a lot of sense what we were suggesting over here, yeah.
If you have the potato in the soup, you just say adoma for the whole thing?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say charcoal for the soup and adoma for the potato? You would just say charcoal for the potato and the soup?
I think so. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think? If you'd have a soup, okay, can you...
soup with potato in it, so is the brocha adoma?
The soup is made with water and potato only?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Would you say just adoma for the whole thing, or would you do a adoma for the potato and charcoal for the soup separately?
So I think he's right. I think you're right, and I don't think you'd have to make a charcoal on the soup.
You wouldn't.
I don't think so. No.
And that's not what this mechaber is saying.
Why is that?
He's saying on my own, you should basically have your raka, the raka bracha atzma, the raka tell should have all your raka atzma. So he's stating the obvious, which doesn't sound like he is. That when you have a potato, you make a adoma, which I don't think anyone would be so, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not suggesting that's potential chanoch, but aloch lemaisa. I don't think you're saying two different things. The scenario that you're suggesting would be hadama, and that's sufficient on, and shulchanoch is talking about making the bracha on the liquid.
We don't
pass that way. No, I think you do. Well, is that still part? But it is, Mishmu does say that you need to go through the potato as well.
Mr. Farrar says, if you're going to have the potato as well as the soup, then make a adama.
But yeah.
How can you make a adama on the soup, given that you're going to have the potato?
Why not?
Because manashach, you can never pass your solid with a liquid. So, you have to make two brachas.
Why is the soup itself not adama?
Because it's a liquid. It is liquid. Even if you want to say it's bottled to the potato, you still have to make the bracha on the potato. You can't make hamotzi on bread and then have the kikkel first. You have to have the hamotzi first.
But maybe that's... I'm not sure you're right in this one, because if you make... look at Mishnah Mosif Cotton Yud. For Dafkin Shizlok, get a lechol gamas irokus. The Bishal irokus, or Sharon, and Zerich Mamen, Krevat Lishtois, or Son, and Mavoy Halenu la Shakoil.
Doesn't it depend on what you're having? What's your ikka? Is the potato what you really want, or is the soup what you really want?
Yeah, probably as well, but it's probably the combination of both. Okay, Blineda, I'll look into this Shaila. Let's carry on. Okay, Blineda, I'll try to look into it, but I think that's the Pashtus. Seif Gimel. We are ready for Seif Gimel, Rabbosai. Im Schoton, if you squeezed it, Einem Avoy Chaloysen Mashkin Al Shakol. This is going back to a Seif that we spoke earlier. Generally, if you squeeze a fruit, or same will be with regards to a vegetable. I can't think of a squeezed vegetable. Can you think of a squeezed vegetable? Tomato. Yeah, tomato juice. Yeah. So the halacha there will be, if you're drinking it out of juice, then the halacha is in schotan, einem avoich, alois mashkim el shakol shakol. Rabbi, it's like any juices, fruit juices, is going to be shakol. Even the fancy Tropicana that you've got, the fruit, Tropicana, is it from Australia, South Africa, where is it from? California? Not sure. Wow. So if you have got that, it's very fruity, very, very fruity, but you're going to make charcoal. Any juice emerging from the fruit is going to be charcoal. It says in Mishnah Berurah, to yoisa yoitza tama yorok shalite bishom ele schita. Is that schita is always going to be a level of charcoal. Always, always, always. When you're squeezing, it's going to be charcoal. Because more comes out from bishul than through squeezing. And therefore, it's never by bishul, you're going to have adoma sometimes, but never by squeezing out. Even if it's fruit that normally are squeezed, gam can be a cause charcoal, tbach is also charcoal. Which is very important. Because there are fruits that you can only basically drink. Such as... well, lemon is not a good example, but because lemon you could really go through it. Yeah, right, you could eat a bit of lemon. You could bite through it. No, lemon?
Some people eat it.
Exactly, some people get. But imagine a fruit that is really, really like more extreme than a lemon, that you'd only have a juice from it. Can you think of an example?
Cranberry.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but...
Cranberry.
Okay, think of a fruit that is unedible, but is you can drink it. You can drink it once it's squeezed. So you don't tell me, oh, it's only being planted, it's only being done, it's only being processed for the Jews. So surely it should be Hoetz, so it should be Adama. Because it's purely made for that particular purpose. It's squeezed, it's made for being squeezed. We're learning on the Shulchan Aruch, and this is really important, that when it comes to juice, which is being squeezed, it's always, 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 always going to be charcoal. If it's going through the squeezing process, it's always going to be charcoal. And it's unlike being cooked. Because by cooking, we do sometimes say, oh, it's only being made for being cooked, so therefore it's going to retain the bracha through being cooked. But no, not when it's being squeezed. Squeezed only is going to be charcoal. The reason is because squeezing is a different, it's a different process, and it's losing much more of its taste through the process, and it's just going to be charcoal. Also, if it's, pardon?
Tomato juice is not tomato.
Correct. It's squeezed. Unless it's, I don't know what. No, it's going to be charcoal. Unless, I don't know if there is any of them which are manufactured in a way that is going through cooking and not squeezing, and then the water that is being cooked, that's what you're actually going to end up drinking, then the halacha may be different. But if I'm not mistaken, and I am mistaken, but if I'm not mistaken, then it's purely being squeezed, and then it's going to be charcoal. Yeah, nevertheless, it's that as Mishnah Berurah says, afinim kosher nami din hachi. If it's like cut and broken into mamash like little pieces, also it's got din of schita as opposed to bishot. Quickly, save talent, save very, very quickly. Chot chalechatiras ktanes. If it's cut in small pieces, but Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about the loinish tanes bekosan, the bracha does not get, doesn't lose, mipnegach because of that. So Mishnah Berurah says, cotton tezvov, chatiras ktanes. Since its identity is still recognizable to some extent, imagine if you've got an apple, you cut it in tiny pieces. Imagine if you've got an orange, you cut it in tiny pieces. Imagine if you've got a potato, you're cutting in tiny pieces, but it's not mush completely. It's not like. So then the bracha is retained. And that's very, very, very nogea. That's extremely nogea when it comes to various, for instance, crisps. I know there's various crisps, depending on manufacturers, depending if you go through that or not. Depends if it's mamash, is it completely, is it made into a puree and then after it's redeveloped, or is it just made into small pieces? That makes a very big difference. That depends on the manufacturing process. That really does depend. That's also going to get to cereals. Is it completely made into a yeah, basically, yeah, and then reshaped, that, and then it's going to be charcoal, or is it chatichas ktanes, part, small parts, and then shaped, and then it would sometimes retain its bracha v'adam o'etz. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Yeah? So it depends on the manufacturing process very often. And finally, Siv, hey, halefes. Halefes, Rabbosai, is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, lefes is a carrot. But not everybody agrees with it. But if you look at Mishnah Berurah, he says, halefes, tov yoisem vushal michai, lefes, umashanu korin, I'm sifkot yudches, lefes, umashanu korin, meren, veriben, which is German for carrots. Do you have also meren by, Roshana, Meren, do anybody have carrots in Roshana? It's very Yakish. Bobov as well, Vastichos. Yeah, so many you have the medic of Meren. Carrots. So lefes is carrots according to Mishnah Berurah. Halefes kshuchai. So what would you have assumed that the bracha is on carrots? What would you have said? Adama, why? And how do you normally eat it? Exactly. I would have assumed that carrot is very much the first Shulchan Aruch, the first Seif. First Seif that we learn tonight is that something which can be eaten raw and can be eaten cooked, you would have said the halacha is, and we learn in Seif Aleph, it's Adama. But as you asked me, I would have said, it's Adama. Says the Shulchan Aruch, halefes kshuchai, when it's raw, mevarchal of shakol. You make shakol if it's raw. Havalei mevarchal if it's cooked. So it's soaked with vinegar. With mustard. Thank you very much. According to Mishnah Berurah, you make on a carrot, lefes, meren, ruben, you make perei pri adoma if it's cooked, and if it's raw, you make shakol. Rabbosai, is this what Mishnah Berurah paskens? Is this the minik? Indefinitely not. And indeed, Mishnah Berurah says, The Mishnah Berurah ends up saying in Sifkotan Yudches that no, many disagree with that. Depends if people in that particular place eat it raw, and if they do eat it raw, then the halacha is going to be that you eat, you make a, when it's raw, you make hadama. Now the question is, does carrots is normally eaten raw? Is it also eaten cooked? Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's true to say nowadays, unlike the Mishnah Berurah's understanding in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha will be that I think, tell me if I'm wrong, that carrots can be eaten raw. You make hadam on it. It's very common to eat carrots raw. It's very common to eat carrots cooked. And consequently, the bracha will be both before cooking and after cooking will be hadam. To recap very quickly what we covered tonight, Siyata Ishmael, we went through the whole Siman Reish Hei. We started off learning that the rokas is, if it's cooked and non-cooked, nicely eaten, you make hadam. Something which is better, which is just edible when it's cooked, you make hadam when it's cooked, and prior to that, not, you make a shakal. The other way around as well, if it's only nice, if it's raw, and it loses its standard when it's cooked, you make hadam before it's been cooked, you make shakal after it's cooked. We learned that the watery liquid retains the bracha of the potato. We learned that if it's squeezed, it's always going to be shakal. Small pieces is going to be Adomo, it keeps the bracha with small pieces. And finally, we spoke about carrots. And this is what we covered tonight, Basiat Ishmael.